So, been a lovely week and a wonderful, happy, happy week. And I feel that Louis McNeice is with us and watching and listening. So this is a poem I didn't write for Louis. I'm sure some posterity for me or us will try and work out who I wrote it for. But I read it for you, Louis. And it's very repetitive and very romantic, and it also refers to Frost's poem for Edward Thomas that we spoke of yesterday. So, Nightingale Nights. No one was at the pier, but the all-severing wave, that byplay, those plunges, the softened white of the moon it was in other places. I had meant to talk endlessly with him and come near him in words a little way up the side of the cup to where we first talked of war. My brotherly fears meant stepping out alone into company and expecting to remain alone or far off sideways between barely and not quite standing, set asunder by the asides of talk. If he was there, living, after a week of the same grim giving, he could not help but be the one thing he had denied himself the right to be, the greatest space blooming without aim, a hill mass which would hold the snow in big free halls, banished from its kingdom but facing towards it, its villages in view to his eyes of seafarers blue. Eyes that after a winged glance reflect the sea or a shell's embrace. If I could see him before with his eyes, he asked me not to ask. I can't think what he would ask my forgiveness for. Such days as do not belong to death or to its deathly morning. The yearly infusions from his rare and recent hands whose lines represent transparency. The precious still life and rich dream supper growing far out of life from within of the tones of his voice, fastened to a page in only apparently unanswered letters. And when I slumbered with the park-like common of his poems on my breast, I never measured the pang there that makes poetry, losing a part of my eternity, seeing the broad completed shelf of his books like incised sunflowers on a wooden balcony. The outer man, his garments hung up in a row with no body inside. So